All right, welcome back.
Coming in hot, baby.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to those headlines. By the way, I totally forgot to do this because I got thrown off today by the fact that we had like crazy traffic to get in today. We have Heat tickets to give away. A lot of them today, actually.
Cool.
I have Heat Celtics tickets. I'm going to give away 2 pairs this hour, 2 pairs next hour to Heat Celtics on Sunday. So if you
Heat Celtics Thursday.
Thursday, excuse me. Thursday. So we'll give away 2 pairs this hour, 2 pairs next hour. If you want to see the Heat play the Celtics on Thursday, we will get to that. So stay tuned. And we'll give you a chance to go to the Heat's house to watch him play those rat bastard Celtics. Did you hear Joe Mazzulla yesterday, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
They lost yesterday. The Celtics lost. They did not have Jaylen Brown. I believe he had a back injury.
My back.
And Jaylen Brown has been like going at the officials recently. He's very ornery. But they lost yesterday to the Pacers. Welcome to the club, boys. There's only 9 amongst us. Honor, a great honor. But they lost yesterday, and there was a foul called. There was a game winning shot, and screened the guy open. And Joe Mazzulla was very mad. Because he thought it was an illegal screen. He thought it was a moving screen to free him.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked Joe Mazzulla after the game about this, and this is his response to the Celtics' loss to the Pacers.
It was a chance to win. I guess take us through the last couple of sessions.
Illegal screen.
What'd you say?
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen.
What fell apart to get you guys behind, and then how were you able to get behind?
Illegal screen.
What do you mean by that? What do you want people to know about?
Illegal screen. Illegal screen.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
He's my favorite.
I like it.
Why?
Because like it was illegal screen, and just, like, what else would you like to say about that? She asked him for his thoughts.
It's a little childish.
She asked him for his thoughts on
the
play.
That's not a thought. That's a phrase.
Thought. He said it was an illegal screen. That's how it started.
He didn't even say it's an illegal screen. Illegal screen.
Okay, great.
I love Joe. Mazzulla's funny.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, if Mazzulla was your coach, you would be liking it. The fact that he's ready to fight anybody, he's willing to challenge.
He is a maniac. No, he legitimately likes, he's a maniac. I know that he does a lot of jiu-jitsu and combat stuff. I get that. I probably would like that about him. But it is childish. All right, dude. Speaking of child, J.J. Redick yesterday was also mad because they lost to the Kings.
Literally, we can't make a shot. I mean, you look at it. We first of all, they're right there with us as being one of the worst shooting teams in the league.
Damn,
that's highest. They're tied for the highest with Houston for the highest anybody's shot all season. So, that's typical. We're 28th before tonight in opponent 3-point percentage. We'll be 29th or 30th after tonight. Had 50 potential assists tonight. We converted on 21 of those. Expected score, we won by 24. Like, this has been the theme. It has been the theme.
I would probably be frustrated too on a night where you're like, yeah, the Heat got that. That happened. That exact loss happened to the Heat, to the Kings, where the Heat could not hit a three, and the Kings just went crazy.
Right.
Malik Monk hit 7 threes against them yesterday.
That's how it usually goes.
You want to know why it was a good night? Russell Westbrook was 4 of 8 from downtown. That's how you know the threes were going in for the Kings.
Jeez.
So make or miss
know
league.
He was with the Kings.
It is a make or miss league. Dude, I always talk about this with the Pacers. Like, I want to dive into this Pacers game of how the Heat lost, but, I mean, they hit 2 threes the entire game. Like, there's the math.
I mean, if Norman Powell's starting the game off at, 0-for-6 from 3-point.
Oh, my God. It was the worst game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, you're not going to win.
Worst game I have seen Norman Powell play in a Heat uniform. The Miami Hurricanes continue to get ready for Indiana. You had Mario Cristobal yesterday asked about the Hoosiers' defense. That's what he had to say on that.
They're the best overall team and best defense we have faced. I know that their rankings and anything statistically important are between 1 and 5. And it starts with this. They're really fast, physical, explosive, talented, and smart. They play with a lot of physicality, a lot of violence. They understand their scheme top to bottom. They make it very challenging, and I'll tell you why. They're multiple up front, and they're multiple on the back end. And so the way that they understand what you're doing so well, they set up and line up in a manner where they challenge your IDs. You know, they've done a great job confusing opponent offensive lines with how they line up and how they bluff and disguise what they're doing, not only in the front seven, but on the back end. That's a challenge with them. And you got to understand, these guys, they played a lot of games together. A lot of these guys came over from JMU. They went deep into the playoffs, right, a year ago. They've been in this system and have played a lot of ball together. And therefore, that's why you see the instantaneous reactions, right? The physicality and the way that they, the closing speed that they have on a down after down basis.
It was funny, too, because Cinetti was talking about this yesterday with Heatherman, because, you know, he had Heatherman over at JMU also. And he's like, he goes, yeah, that guy's intense. And I was like, he's intense. You're intense. Like, those two, could you imagine, like, the two of them? Do you think there's a cracked smile amongst them at a dinner? Between Corey Heatherman and Cignetti? I don't think so. Very serious about their football. They're like, hey, pass the potatoes, and you're thinking about, you're just dialing things up in your head. That's how it's going with them. Real standoff here. Very exciting. Very exciting. So,
it's supposed to be cold next week.
On the game night?
Yep.
I know it's cold on Friday. What is it projected to be that night?
I think it's like low 40s.
Yeah.
Like
low 40s at game time?
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like low
risk. I saw on the news yesterday. That's why there was like a bunch of rain and stuff this morning.
Let us see.
Shmeen that says, they're also cheaters. Mark Cuban is an investor for a tech company that steals other teams' data. I can see it.
It's supposed to be 49 degrees low that Monday.
All right. Brisky.
Yeah.
That's good.
With a high of 68.
Cool. I like it. Beautiful football weather.
That is.
It really is. You don't want to be here in the humidity.
Actually, I wanted Indiana to deal with the humidity because I don't think I think they were going to be ready for it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. The damage is done. I mean, plus their quarterback's from Miami.
That's true.
That is true.
He's used to it. I think Mendoza's been through a few 7-on-7 camps up here in July.
I don't know about that O-line. That O-line, when it's humid, you know, they get tired quick. And then all of a sudden you got Mesidor and Bain coming at you. Yeah. But we'll see.
More enjoyable for the game experience, though. It's going to be perfect.
Oh, man, it's hoodie.
Especially if you're a little boozed up.
Oh, you're not.
Perfect.
7:45? Mm-hmm. You're definitely going to be boozed up by then. On a holiday?
You can't cheat. You can't cheat Corey Heatherman anyway. It doesn't matter.
Really?
No. Try thinking what's going on in that head. Look at his scowl with the beard. The defense, no way. And plus, guess, you know, we know what the Canes' plan is, dude. They're going to give it to Mark Fletcher. They're going to pound your face in. Good luck. You know, that's the plan. Maybe a Malachi. What are you going to know? Oh, if the Mally Cat is coming? Hey, I think Malachi Tony's going to touch the ball.
Tobin, please don't do that.
What?
Last time you talked all cocky.
I was spot on. I'm not going to apologize for how I felt last week, Vlad. The game should have been a 4-touchdown blowout.
I don't know.
Now, it was a detour to Blowout City, but we took him to Blowout City.
Are you getting mad because defenders came?
No, we took him to Blowout City.
There was no Blowout City.
Theoretically, we took him to Blowout City.
There's no theoretically if you have to do it.
Are you getting mad because defenders can't catch?
I wasn't mad.
It wasn't a blowout.
I wasn't mad.
By the way,
it was a blowout.
Should have been a blowout.
Should have been a blowout.
Should have been, but
because it should have been like 4 turnovers. But it wasn't. In fact, at the end of the game, when the ball went in the air.
Oh, squeaky.
So how can it be a blowout?
It's not a blowout. It wasn't a blowout.
No. This before you entered, he was saying that this was,
I
was
said,
a blowout.
When you weren't there that day, and I said that I feel in my heart that it's going to be 2 tickets to Blowout City. Not this game. I'm talking about the last game.
Against
Ole Miss. I thought the Canes were going to blow them out. And
he said 2 tickets to Blowout City.
I said they're going
to
give him 2 tickets to Blowout City. And then all of a sudden, we're in a dogfight. But it really shouldn't have been a dogfight. It should have been 2 tickets to Blowout City.
I give you an analogy. If you watch that game last night, there is no way in hell that Pittsburgh had a chance of winning, getting three turnovers, and still not having the lead.
Yeah.
That makes you believe if that is what's happening, at some point, if they just protect the football, they're going to blow them out.
I think that's what the thing is, though. Like, I do feel like in this game, with the spread being it is, I obviously have bias here, but I do feel like the Miami – okay, you want to say Fernando's better than Carson Beck and is going to be a better prospect than Carson Beck. Cool. He's been amazing. No one's doubting it.
He did win the Heisman.
I will give them not a QB, okay. But I do think that Carson Beck is capable, definitely capable of leading drives.
Yes.
But if we've seen this playoff, like the Miami Hurricanes, it feels like almost people are looking at it and saying, well, Sinetti's teams are too disciplined. The Canes have had too many mistakes, and it's going to bite them in the ass. But a lot of the things are things that the other team got fortunate. You're telling me that's not going to even out for the Hurricanes?
So here's what I would say. These two teams are very similar in how they play. One does it with extreme talent. The other one does it with extreme coaching. That means that there is no person out of place on Indiana's defense or offense. You never see a my bad. You never see a, I went the wrong way. You never see a gap not covered. You never see somebody running scot-free in the secondary. Now, they have some good pass rushers, but Miami has the better athletes at these positions.
And they're gigantic.
However, what ends up happening in Miami is those things that will get Miami in trouble during the course of the games are the boneheaded penalties. Now, against Ohio State, no penalties, which was amazing, right? Last week, there were a couple of drives where the drive would have been over if not for penalties.
Yep.
You got a guy who's going
to
be out.
Or if they were able to hold on to the football.
Right, right. So, like, all these things that you say about Miami, as talented as they are, you don't say about Indiana. And so this
But I think they're more talented.
Miami is more talented.
I think Miami's more talented.
Yes, but it's kind of the biggest question that goes in sports all the time, right? There are some coaches that say you win with talent. I'll argue that Bill Belichick would say you win with organization. You win when everybody's doing their job, when they're supposed to do it, being where you're supposed to be. Like, just to be at this level, you have a certain ability. So now if I can take that, whatever it is, and get everybody to play together, it's going to make us a better team. So that's kind of the – it's kind here. In boxing, it would be the technical fighter versus the knockout artist, right? So a guy who's going to just tap, move, but never get hit versus the guy who, like, yeah – you're not going to knock him out, and he could knock you out. It's a crazy dynamic. I would always say that I would take talent.
I would put it like Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney.
Correct. Or you go.
But he didn't see that left hook coming. It was just
you go ridiculous. Bud against Canelo.
Yeah, that was a lot more even than the odds. The odds makers had that more even than it should have been. Same thing with Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence.
Right. So,
but was always a thing. Like they always said, you know, they always thought the Bud was going to be too small for those guys anyway.
Right. So the question is not whether Miami can win. First of all, there ain't no team in this country that is a 7-point better team than Miami.
I don't think so.
None. So let's start there. Okay.
What was the OSU spread? It was 8.5 when it got into there.
It was 10 double digits. I think it was
double digits, right?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
And it wasn't even close.
Nope.
So the fact that they're doing this again, there is no team in this country that you can line up across from Miami right now and say they're 7-point favorites. You can't do it. Now, the question that I have for Indiana is, you've played some tough D-lines. You've played some... you know, top 10 defenses, not like this.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this. Now,
you haven't faced an offense like that either.
Right. So here's my question. How would I feel? How would you feel if I told you this game with two evenly matched teams, two teams that, you know, do what they do well, if it boils down to coaching? Because usually two evenly matched teams, you look at the coaches.
They're even, yeah, but it's like they're evenly matched, but I just think the Kings' talent's better. I think they got a nod.
I'm giving you all
I
of that.
I think they have a nod at QB. I will give you. Mendoza.
They run the ball really well. Not like Miami.
Week was like such a wild card that the Kings had to go against, right?
Here's what I think. I don't think Indiana has ever been in a situation where they have been worn down. Right? Like, their energy is always, they've never had, like, that pressure on them.
Yes, they have. Penn State. When he had to come back.
He had to come back. Yeah, right, that was a ball game. Penn State. But that was, like,
and Ohio State, the Big Ten championship game, when he had to make that big crucial pass on 3rd and 2.
No, but I'm saying, but Vlad, in neither one of those games, I'm not saying they didn't have to come back. I'm saying, like, the way Miami has beat teams is that when the fourth quarter comes along, you got nothing.
That's great.
I don't think anybody's ever done that to Indiana.
Here's what I hate about that narrative.
What?
That means the team would have to be put in that position. But if I'm a team that's not put in that position because I'm handling my business, what happens when I handle my business?
But again, when you talk about, all we're trying to do is compare the similarities between the two teams. They both do a lot of the same things. Like, they both want to wear you down. Mendoza very rarely throws for a whole bunch of yards, but they're always effective yards.
Yeah, super efficient.
Right. So from that standpoint, you're looking at a spitting image of yourself when you see how they want to play the game. That being said, everybody talks about and have talked about Miami and how they run the ball. And everybody said before all these games, you know, we just got to stop the run and do this. But in the fourth quarter, no matter who it's been, Miami has worn the other team down. I've never seen Indiana play a fourth quarter exhausted. If you watch all the games that Miami has played in this playoff, in the fourth quarter, they could do whatever they could have walked the ball down the field because the defense was so exhausted.
RMS says, we know Mario is going to tell Shannon Dawson to stay with the run. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. He may tell him that. But whenever Shannon Dawson's gonna sneak in there a double reverse. He can't help himself. He's like, come on. Hey, he's a little Mario. He's like, come on. He gives him a little look.
I think one of the things that I like is I kind of like the fact that as much as Mario wants to meddle, he doesn't.
You think we get what my favorite one is? I love when Malik Cat throws the ball. We haven't gotten a Malachi Tony thrown a bit. Let's get crazy.
Right, but he can't throw it to himself.
Stop with the shenanigans, man.
He can't throw it to himself. How you want him to get the ball, and then you want him to throw it?
Just play the game. Don't be doing no shenanigans against that Indiana team. Signetti sees that. He's going to be like, you see? They got to pull these tricks to beat us. Signetti will be offended by that.
We'll take a break. Back after this.